Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to get my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always wonderful to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and a whole lot of other funny sounding places, so you can listen online on just about any device you carry. And if you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my privilege and my honor to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much. Father, I know how much you love them, so I pray for every person who hears these words, and not only them, but everyone they love and all the things they care about. Once again, it's a simple prayer, along with the other prayers I pray for them every day, that their lives would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Thank you for your abounding grace in each and every person's life, and I give you glory and praise through my Savior, my King, my everything, Jesus, my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, I Am Your Promised Land. We begin in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Then to Proverbs chapter 4. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And then I go to Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame man shall leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up therein. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Then to Luke chapter 6, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. As I was praying early this morning, these verses bubbled up in my heart. So I got up and looked them up and began meditating on what these things could mean. As I did, Father spoke to me and asked me to write down these words and share them with you. Here are his words. He said, my loved ones, why is your heart sad? Did you forget that I am on the throne? Did you forget that I am the one who stretched out the heavens and set the foundations of the world? Did you forget that I hung the stars and set the bounds to the sea? Did you forget that I am the one who chose you and gave birth to you long before I created the world? You were chosen in my delight and birthed in my delight, and you live in the delight within my heart. Why are you afraid, my loved ones? Did you stop listening to the love songs I put within you to drive out the fear? And did you start listening to the enemies who would try to use your own power to rule over you? Did you forget that I delivered Israel from Egypt with a mighty hand and fed them in the desert? and would have brought all of them into the promised land. But they would not enter in because their hearts were full of unbelief. Do you remember what was written in the letter to the Hebrews? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Those who would rule over you have no power except you lay down your faith and live in unbelief. All things are possible to those who believe. Don't give up your faith and your hope and die in the wilderness because of unbelief. My children, many of you refuse to believe the light is here, even though you see the signs of the great awakening everywhere. So many of you have been bogged down in the lying message that says these are the end times and things have to get worse. Most of you who believe these things have not taken time to study the scriptures for yourselves to disprove those who lie to you. You just believe their lie because it is what has been fed to you since you were children. Read the scriptures for yourselves, and you will see that my son, the Christ, was perfectly correct when he told the generation he was speaking to that some of them would not die until all the things he prophesied came to pass. Did he lie to those who listened to him that day? You have been duped into believing that the multitudes of those whom he healed and delivered and fed by the thousands somehow weren't the ones he was speaking to. Why would he warn that generation if the end wasn't coming for thousands of years? Why would John be given instructions to deliver the revelation to the churches in his day if it did not pertain to them? Why was Daniel told to seal up his revelation because it was for a time in the future? And yet in the revelation that was given to John, all the scrolls were unsealed, and they were told the time was at hand. They understood that the end spoken of was the end of the old covenant age, and the age of the kingdom was now beginning. Go read again and get understanding of these things, and you will know you are not at the end, but at the glorious beginning of the most wonderful time on earth. My loved ones, if you want to enter into this new awakening that is upon you, then you will have to let go of the lies you've believed your whole lives. Forget foolish pride. So what if you have to tell all your friends you were wrong about what you believed? Isn't knowing the truth and entering into the days of heaven on earth worth swallowing your pride for a moment? Many of you have left the religious Egypt and are comfortable in the wilderness. You have food and water and clothing, but that is not reigning. Your unbelieving hearts don't believe that I don't want you to just dwell in the land. I want you to inherit it. Think of the difference. Suppose you work for the landowner who owns all the land and the cattle and all that the land can produce. Now imagine that you inherited the land and the cattle and all the things that the land can produce. See the difference? My children, I tell you once again, everything is changing. Those that have you pinned against the sea with nowhere to go will fall into calamity and be removed. It is time to enter into the fulfillment of all things, and the enemy you see today is about to drown in the depths of their own doing, and you will not face them again. Just remember to pray for them. When my beloved Stephen was about to be martyred, he prayed that I not hold their sin against them. This was the seed that was pricking at Saul's heart until he met me on the road to Damascus that day. Love your enemies, at least enough to pray for them. Which would be better? See all your enemies die? Or see them out preaching the gospel of peace? My loved ones, remember, you are not fighting some great wicked spiritual power that is above you. You are seated in heavenly places, far above all things. My son destroyed the one who had the power of death, and you are fighting evil that is in the hearts of men. Those who believe otherwise don't understand what day you are in. Yes, the apostles fought evil forces, but they were doing as they were told. My son bound the strong man of the house, and they went about looting his house. Once again, people who don't understand what day they are in are trying to lay again the foundation that my son and the apostles already built. Seek the truth, and you will find out what day you are in. You are in me. How could anything be above you for you to pull down? My lovely loved ones, the day that is coming is not just physical. You are entering into a day when all belief is removed, and everyone knows it was my hands that delivered you. A time of rejoicing and revelation, knowing it was my great love for you that set you free from generations of slavery and put you in charge of the world I created to be your garden. I promised you a day when all would know me, from the least to the greatest. These days are at the door. As Isaiah told you, to the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. My loved ones, remember what I told you about your heart. A merry heart will heal you, but you can't have a merry heart if you're always looking into the darkness. You can't believe the lies your enemies are telling you and hold on to faith. You believe them because they have 1,000 years of learning how to deceive you. They know how to wound your hearts to keep you in unbelief. Turn your eyes off of them and look unto me, and you will find yourself with hearts full of happy songs and the delight of a youthful bride whose husband adores her. My loved ones, lay aside your unbelief and trust me. Doesn't it seem strange that you trust me with eternity, but don't trust me with today? Do you think my love for you changes when you leave the earth and return to where you came from? Have you forgotten that I loved you so much that I made your heart my eternal home? You can feel the same peace now that those who have left the earthly realm feel. You can experience the same heaven they experience if you will only open your hearts and trust me. My loved ones, once again I tell you that this life in the wilderness is about to end. I'm driving out all the giants. They are only giants in your eyes. If you knew how terrified they are because their lies are falling and people are awakening, you would not fear them, even for a moment. If you're willing to cross the river of unbelief and step over into the promised land of faith, then you can experience all these things. My little ones, don't build a home in the wilderness of unbelief. Cross over into faith and let me show you what heaven on earth is like. A place where there is no sorrow or sickness or pain, but joy overflows from one heart to another. And people don't have time to hate each other because they're too busy loving each other as they are loved. It is your choice. You can believe the negative report that you see constantly on your news and live in fear and worry, or you could cross over into faith and stop the worry and stop the fear. You can rejoice now because you know that it doesn't matter how much things cost if you have unlimited supply. You know if you lose everything you have, I will replace it with much more and much better. You can't lose for winning. My loved ones, listen in your heart and hear me sing to you. You are so loved and so safe in my arms. No one can pluck you out of my hand. Nothing can separate you from my love. There is a river to cross, and that river is unbelief. All you could ever wish for is on the other side. This river is within your mind. You can choose to fill your hearts with hope and joy, or you can keep living in the wilderness of doubt. Come on over. Come dwell in me, for I am your promised land. And this is the end of the words he spoke to me early this morning. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you, each and every one, and I'll see you soon.